Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. My name is Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for listening to us on this Wednesday afternoon. Okay, if you were listening yesterday, you know, we took some calls on vaccines and masks and all of that, and where you need to wear your mask, where you don't need to wear your mask, who's protected, who's not protected. And frankly, a lot of the callers seem to have impressions that were different from the medical experts who I've been listening to and watching. So Dr. Robert Murphy, an infectious disease expert from Northwestern Medicine, joins us here to answer some rapid-fire questions and see if we can't get that squared away. Dr. Murphy, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, so let me just start by saying a little fan geekdom here. I get up around 5:36 every morning. I go to the health club. But, doctor, I have a rule. I don't leave for the health club until after you've talked to Robin and Larry on WGN-TV's Morning News. So I don't get out of the house. I don't get out of the house till about 7:15. So I bring that up because I'm just wondering if you'd autograph my vaccination card.
Sure, I'll find it.
Listen, so I really was surprised yesterday listening to a number of the callers. So I just thought I want to run some scenarios by you. You know, the idea was masks aren't really required in a lot of stores now, and people were reluctant to take them off or they weren't sure. So if you are fully vaccinated, you can walk into a store, provided the store allows it, without a mask and not feel in fear of becoming infected, correct?
That's correct.
And you can work there or walk there without concern that you might infect others?
That's correct.
Okay, so explain that for me. Why is it you think people still are reluctant to believe that?
For one thing, that is the guidance that the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, has put out now almost 2 weeks ago, and that's federal guidance. It's not a law, it's not required, and it's up to the states to actually issue any kind of rule or ruling. And then it's up to businesses to accept that ruling. So there's a lot of other layers involved here. And frankly, I'm surprised things haven't loosened up here faster. It appears that in the northern Midwest states and the Northeast states and the West Coast states that they're kind of reluctant to give up the masks. I'm not really quite sure why. Whereas in the South and Southeast and in some parts of the West, they gave up the masks a long time ago. It's so strange.
Well, and there, I think there's some, and you tell me, some human psychology, too, to where we've become so used to it that we don't want to be. One woman called yesterday and she said, I don't want to be looked at as the person who's breaking the rules. So even though the rules are she doesn't have to wear a mask, she keeps wearing a mask anyway.
Well, the confusion is that you have these all these different layers. You've got the state, the city, and Cook County, all with kind of different rules. You have the businesses that have decided that they're going to still require masks. Some don't require masks. Some make it optional. The facts are the same. If you're fully vaccinated, you are not going to get infected, and you are not going to infect anybody else. So there's two different groups of people out there. There's the people who are fully vaccinated. It's about half the population now. And the people that aren't. And the people that aren't are going to have their own epidemic that's going to continue. But the people that are, they're not going to be part of the epidemic.
And I'm going to ask you the same thing in different scenarios, I guess. It's all the same question. But if you are fully vaccinated and you're truly concerned about those who aren't vaccinated, you're not helping them by not wearing, you're not helping them by wearing your mask.
Absolutely. You're not. The only thing, you don't do any good wearing a mask if you're fully vaccinated. You don't protect anybody and you don't protect yourself because you're already protected and you are not shedding the virus. The problem is these people not wearing a mask who are unvaccinated because they are going to continue to spread it and they're going to give it to people who are immunocompromised. In other words, they didn't make the antibodies to the body when they got the vaccine. They're going to give it to them, and they're going to give it to other unvaccinated people.
Speaking of the immunocompromised, then, if they wear a mask, is that enough to protect them?
Yeah, no, yes, they have to. If they're immunocompromised, they really should go back to the old way. They should double mask and practice social distancing, because probably the vaccine didn't work with them. So that's a very unfortunate thing. It's okay for them to be around vaccinated people.
Okay, so let's talk kids then. Children under 12 right now, or I think it's under 16, but are not being vaccinated. Soon, hopefully, it'll be 12 and older. Are they more at risk because a lot of unvaccinated people are not going to be wearing masks?
Yeah, they are. Now, the emergency use authorization, what we call the EUA, is approved down to 12 now. So that's for Pfizer, and Moderna will follow up shortly. The studies that are going on now are in kids that are 6 months to 11 years of age. Those may not be done for a couple of months. So those kids are at risk. The question came up yesterday, I think, or the day before, about, you know, a family, the parents are vaccinated. The kids, of course, are not, because they're mm-hmm. under 12 years of age. Are they at risk? Well, the kids can get it. Now, kids don't get very, very severe disease. And the mother wanted to know whether the kid could go to camp. Well, you know, camp is pretty much outside. The rate of infection is probably very low if they're being careful. And even if the kid gets it, the parents are not going to get it. So it stops there. No quarantine if you're vaccinated.
Now, Doctor, I had a couple of people call yesterday. One, that absolute scenario where the parents were vaccinated. Mm-hmm. They said a kid got it at school, came home, and the parents mm-hmm. were sick for 2 weeks. Is that possible?
The parents were sick for 2 weeks?
Yeah, that they contracted yeah. COVID and were sick for 2 weeks.
But they were already vaccinated.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
I'm not doubting them, but that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, kids get a lot of viral infections. They get a lot of respiratory infections. They get influenza. They get cold virus. They get other types of infections. So it's more likely that they had one of those. Now, you know, I could be wrong. And, you know, it's very easy to get tested for these things. So that really has to be done in that situation.
Well, do you don't know of many cases or any cases of people who've been fully vaccinated and then gotten sick?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay.
It's a very different course. In other words, hardly anybody gets sick at all. Nobody goes in the hospital, and nobody dies. The secondary effects of this vaccine are to prevent severe disease and death. And so, you know, they may get a mild infection, but it doesn't last very long, and it's very mild. There's hardly any virus there.
When we talk about the 90% effective rate of the vaccine, mm-hmm. are we talking about severe symptoms, or are we talking about contraction of COVID-19 at all?
No, we're talking about symptomatic COVID. In other words, you do feel sick. You've got, a cough. You have a fever. You know, you have an illness like a flu-type illness. That's the 90%. 100% is what happens with severe disease. You don't end up in the hospital. You don't die.
Oh, so then that 90% explains why, if you continue to test a certain numbers of people or certain populations every day, they may well show positive, but they're not sick. And that kind of seems to be what happened with the Yankees and with the TV star Bill Maher. So,
right, exactly. That's exactly what happened to him. The big question is, are those people infectious? You know, they got the infection. You know, we documented it by molecular technology, the test. Could they have passed it on? If you look at the population studies that were done in Israel and were done also among healthcare workers in the United States, they don't spread it.
Also, texter said that it's funny if it's not, or it's not funny, but said that I was spreading fake news because the vaccine altered DNA.
The vaccine has nothing to do with DNA. It's the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are a messenger RNA. It's like a key. The key goes in, turns your system on to actually make the spike protein of the coronavirus without the virus, just a little chunk of it. Your body makes antibody against that, and that's the end of that. And then that will work against any kind of exposure to the virus. It has nothing to do with DNA.
You should have watched our text conversation, because it was like we were on the middle school playground. He said it altered the DNA. I said, no, it doesn't. He wrote back, yes, it does. And I thought it was best to stop it there.
It has no DNA in it. It is not a DNA vaccine. and there's nothing to do with DNA. Matter of fact, the material itself actually is gone from the body within 2 days.
Dr. Robert Murphy from Northwestern Medicine, infectious disease expert. You answered our questions. Thanks, doctor. We'll be watching tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.